on the trampoline for like the halftime trampoline. He does like a perfect flip, and everyone's like, "This guy's fucking gay."
That's crazy. It's an absolute witch hunt. Although, dude, did you read the court document for the Diddy case?
No.
For the, they call him the Diddly. Diddly.
Diddly. P. Diddly.
P. Diddly. P. Diddly is a perfect name for
him. Yeah, P. Diddly's great. Diddler.
When he shifted from Puff Diddly to Diddy, he should have gone to Diddly.
And what was the court document? Who did he diddle?
It is, there's this music producer. So it's like, apparently, forgive me, the footage was kind of grainy. I was reading an Uber, but he seemed like a chubbier dude. It was like this chubby black dude who he brought in to like produce his album. And the guy, dude, the court document is like 100 pages long.
Yeah.
And apparently he like submitted all these photos. Was like, he was saying like Diddy took his phone and was like taking pictures of stuff. There's like photo evidence of like he sent him a gay porn. Yeah,
that's everybody.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Everybody allegedly knows that.
All you have to do in court to get that dismissed, that was a goof.
Yeah, I know. That's a goof. Your Honor, that's a goof, not gay.
He's
goof.
Claiming.
The goof defense.
Yeah.
He found, it was like this, he's like, who's your favorite producer? And the guy was like, oh, this guy. And he was like, oh yeah, check this out. And this is a video of that guy fucking a white dude.
Oh, dude.
And it's graphic, dude. You see the picture? Really? Dude's got his like face buried in the bed. Like, oh.
It's Jesus,
dude. Christ. They did that to us in comedy where you go in and you're like, who do you like? And you're like, I think Greg Giraldo is pretty cool. And they're like, here's him sucking two dudes. And you go, come on, man. You're just in a studio with them. You're like, come on, dude. I don't need to see that. I'm trying to create.
Dude, he claims Cuba Gooding Jr. Everyone was grabbing his butthole, dude, the whole time.
Who's the one complaining? The Diddly producer?
He's just producer. He's like, dude, Diddy kept groping my anus and telling me it's not that crazy to have sex with a man. That's his. It's all, you know, that's what he said. But he was like constant. He was in a studio and Diddy said it would just slide up on him. Like, give me that sweet ass.
So and, funny. Like,
tickle his butthole.
He should just be being funny.
I know. I thought about that the whole
I've
time.
Done this to so many people.
Because there is nothing funny.
I grabbed all my friends' dicks.
You're
going to
catch a RICO case, dude.
Yeah. I grabbed everyone's dick.
People are going to unite against you.
Fuck.
You go, hey, Shane, fuck. I hate to tell you this. We got about six plaintiffs in Philadelphia that's also linked back to Harrisburg.
I've grabbed a
bro,
bunch
you're
of
gonna get like 10 life sentences for grabbing people's buttholes.
The idea of him having serious music producer face, like listening to a beat, and then Puff Daddy coming up and being like,
let me see that ass.
Scorpion. Like, his asshole. I got you with that scorpion tail.
And then you have to keep putting up with it.
Yeah.
Like,
oh. So that where it gets fucked up is that like he'll do this, fuck with you, and then he'll be like, bro, if you fuck me, I'm gonna kill you. He's like, the guy, he's, and this is all he said, she said, but he claims that Diddy sat him
down.
Well,
he said.
Diddy told him, he's like, if my mom stood in between what I wanted, I would destroy my own mother. He's like, what the fuck do you think I would do to you? He said he would eat his face. So I'll eat your fucking face. It was just, and then he would set him in a strip club. The strip club was called the Booby Trap.
That's great.
You had to wear a bad boy hat and solicit prostitutes for P. Diddy.
That's so, wait, a bad boy hat?
Yeah, it was a bad boy hat, and that would signal to the prostitutes, like, Diddy's in town, come through, and then, like, he would, like, lead them back to the spot. Then he
so
would
he was an Uber Eats driver for pussy.
Yeah.
He just showed up in his little hat, and he was like, who's my transport?
He was a Pied Piper for bad boy.
Yeah. And then P. Diddy was like, I'd fuck my mother if it meant. He just keeps talking about his mom, or like, do you have a thing with your mom, dude?
You want to kill and fuck your mom, huh?
Why do you keep doing that? Why do you keep bringing her up?
Dude, apparently Diddy's also crushing 250 milligram weed edibles like, all the time.
Dude, I love that.
All right. What did he do that was bad?
Well, so he has a bad reputation. This is, again, according to all these people, I have no idea. But they said like he was a notorious date raper with like GHB and fucking all this shit. The guy was claiming that Diddy was giving him GHB.
Yeah.
He'd like wake up in like a weird Diddy where you kind of like, oh, with like Diddy just like fucking ladies and probably touching his butthole for
that's
real.
So funny to come to and just a bunch of side kissings happening.
That's crazy.
And you're like, sleepy? You're like, what are you guys doing? And everyone's like,
yeah,
I'll kill you if you move. And you're like,
fuck, dude. Finish my album.
Remember when you used to like sleep over at your friend's house and they kind of, you had that one friend you didn't know was a psycho and they like ran shit like a warden when you got there? Like, we eat dinner and then we do this. And you're like, I don't like this rule at all. But then that guy's controlling your career.
Exactly.
You're like, I don't want to do that.
It was exactly
250
that.
Milligram edible. You're like,
oh, fuck.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're doing, it was like, apparently all of his maids and like the people that were staffing his house had to keep like fanny patches with like GHB, Coke, Molly, weed gummies, and like they had to keep Diddy high at all times. And then they were claiming he was just like terrorizing people and then like sexually extorting them. And then he like didn't pay the guy, apparently, according to the court document.
That's where
and
they Meek always Mill fuck
was
up.
Just a byline in that document.
Oh,
they
just called it stray.
Just called it an absolute stray. Where it's like, damn, in a Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj, she's like claiming the people Diddy said he fucked. And it was just like, he just popped up kind of in the document.
Also, all right. So Diddy's claiming he fucked all these people, right? Mm-hmm. But he's also known to just be walking around on drugs. So you're like, he's probably making some wild claims. Yeah.
Mark Curry came out and was basically saying like they used to go out at the parties and they'd have one. Mr. Yeah. Cooper. He was hanging. He was literally hanging with Mr. Cooper. And Mr. Cooper.
He goes, yeah, I always wanted to hang with Mr. Cooper. Bring him in here.
He claimed he kept separate bottles. So, like, there's bottles that were just for the girls, and everyone knew, like, yeah, he, like, he roofies all the chicks. And then he has a bottle for the boys.
Man, imagine if you came, Jesus Christ, imagine if you came in hot and grabbed that lady bottle, and you're like, what are we doing, dude?
Oh, yeah.
He goes, I wouldn't do that.
You're drinking. You're right in the spider's lair.
That's, like, yeah, perfect. You fell into Diddy's trap. Right into the booty trap.
The booty trap.
It's the booty trap. Booty trap.
Yeah. Booty trap's so funny. Dude, it's like 140 pages of nothing but the craziest shit of like sexual blackmail. Diddy grabbing his butthole constantly, just rubbing his asshole, making him watch gay porn. But then sending him in to get hookers. He might just be the horniest dude ever. Then be like, go pick up my hookers now.
Yeah, that's a dangerous amount of horn.
Yeah.
When you're just like all the time, you go, everyone, hey, could you go pick me up about six or seven hookers real quick?
Yeah, dude.
Would you mind? I can go for a six pack of hooks. You might grin some ladies of the night for me and my friend. And then you have to take a 250 milligram edible and lose your mind. And just people are fucking around you. Me on 250 good milligrams.
Christ, dude. That is a nightmare. Diddy's evil.
Dude, that's again, it's all according
that's
to the
worst thing ever.
It's vicious. When you read, I like gave up. I was like 40 pages into it. I was like, I gotta stop.
40 pages.
I read so much of that document.
You're taking off your reading glasses and rubbing the bridge of your nose. You go, I can't. It's too much.
Maybe he did kill Biggie Smalls. You read the document. You're like, he might have.
He sounds like a wild man.
He, dude. If
I saw that Joker video and I was like, all right, he's out. He's out to lunch.
What
I knew
was the Joker video?
He dressed up like a Joker for Halloween and was like, he really got into it. He really got into it. He got into it too much.
If you're around,
it was scary to see. He if you're was like around, 50 years old.
Yeah. If you're around him, you're like, oh, fuck.
He was good at it.
Yeah, he was nasty.
Really good at it.
He might be like a nuclear black nerd.
Yeah.
I think he's like, that's the true secret of like how deep his black nerd goes. I think it goes like all the way to the ground floor. Yeah.
Remember in Revenge of the Nerds when the guy like, it turns out he date rapes her, but he goes, all nerds think about is sex. After he eats her out, pretending to be her boyfriend. Maybe that's what Diddy is. Maybe he is just a nerd to his core. He's so horned up that now he's got drugs and stuff where he's
true.
Like, I could just have all my nerd boners.
Oh, he would have so many nerd boners.